Get in the van.
Get in the van with the Little Red Kings.
Get in the van.
My name is Jason, and I'm driving, but I'm also trying to groom Ben.
I might have to put my drink down.
Is it working, Ben?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'll keep trying then. I'm not very good at it yet.
I'm Joe, and I'm reading some sheet music.
Ooh. Drummer reading sheet music.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
My name's Craig.
Tell my number, Joe.
Yeah. Oh. That's not sheet music.
I'm trying to get Pornhub and 4G.
Well, that shouldn't be any trouble.
Yeah, but there is whatever they say, you've got to sign in and use a credit card.
Right.
And some providers block that content.
I don't know anything about what you're talking about, you filthy, filthy men.
Me neither.
It's just, I'm not... Ben, do you want to go?
All right. I thought you kind of covered... yeah.
Well, have you said anything yet?
I said no earlier when Jay asked me.
Oh, sorry.
Screaming working.
Okay. What are you doing in the van today?
Because that's the format we've adopted.
39 episodes.
I'm resisting.
Resisting being groomed.
Resisting the grooming. Yeah.
But what's your name? Oh, it's Ben.
Okay.
So to sum up, are you Ben resisting being groomed by me?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, no, good.
All right.
Woo. My name's Dougie. I'm just restringing the guitars that Jason's currently got for sale. So if you're interested in either two Telecasters and a Flying V, get in touch.
Yeah, can we do an episode where...
Sell stuff.
Yeah, sell stuff.
That'd be great.
A couple of push bikes, a lawnmower.
Somebody be listening that's going, I really fancy that lawnmower. Oh, that's 2021. Oh, fuck, it's 2038.
Excuse me, have you still got that lawnmower?
You got that lawnmower, mate.
Oh, no, he died.
It's fine. All we know that is there are no mow issues.
Yeah.
Wait, that's fine. Oh, yeah.
I got 99 problems.
So this is a well-trodden path for podcasts because today we're going to do a one-off. I think we probably said this in the intro when we shouted out all the subjects, did we not?
Yeah.
We said a lot of subjects in the intro.
Yeah. UFOs!
You shouted aliens.
Aliens!
Yeah. I mean, and Bigfoot!
Yeah, and we haven't done any of those subjects.
Yeah, we've talked about your feet a lot.
And we've done Tinder.
We did do Tinder.
Yeah.
What else did we shout
conspiracy
out? Pyramids, you shouted.
Yeah, pyramids. Yeah.
Could that fit into UFOs?
What, the pyramids?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it depends on your thoughts.
Yeah, Stargate, that's a great movie.
Oh, that's a good movie. And a great series.
No, it went a bit Star Trek-y. Oh, look, we're on another planet that looks like a forest.
I just remembered Amanda Holden.
Amanda Holden?
I don't think we're going to get the UFO podcast listeners with this.
I think we might. Everyone's in the car now going, yeah, Amanda, I can remember saying she was hot.
I can't remember Amanda Holden in the Stargate.
Yeah, wrong Amanda, but there was an Amanda.
I'll Google it while you're talking. Talk
Amanda, hug and kiss?
Carter?
hug and kiss?
Yeah. Amanda, hug and kiss.
You know I want to say it was Carter.
Okay. Craig, say the name again.
Hug and kiss?
Yeah, who? Say it.
Amanda Hug and Kiss.
Amanda Hug and Kiss.
Oh my God.
Have you not heard that? No. That's an old Simpson.
It is. Yeah.
I want Amanda Hug and Kiss. I want Amanda Hug and Kiss.
Anyway, UFOs. All right, I'm going to tell a story. But first, I edit a podcast for a chap called Charles Christian. We're on episode like 9 million or something now, 200, 300, 270 or something like that. And he does sort of supernatural podcasts, ghosts, UFOs. So I've learned a bit about UFOs. So check out his. I think his is called now The Weird Tales Radio Show with Charles Christian. You can check that out for a serious UFO chat. But I'm going to tell
a good theme tune.
A good theme tune, which I wrote. But I'm going to tell a little story about a real UFO.
Is it bedtime for Joey?
That my parents saw, just to keep it serious. Mm. And then we'll start talking about aliens, willies and stuff later. Yeah. It was probably the mid-70s. And my parents were with my auntie and uncle, John and June. They had all been to New Buckingham George Pub.
Shout out.
So they said. I don't know if that sounds like a real pub, but yeah.
Well, New Buckingham's a real place, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the George could be a real pub.
And they were driving to my uncle and auntie's home in Wynfarthing after being to the pub. So there's some alcohol involved.
Well, they are then.
But, you know, well, they are. They saw a light in the sky ahead of them. This is four people. As they got closer to the house, it was apparent the light was over the back of the house. They pulled up in the drive, got out, and stood looking at it. It was like a bright globe. This is what my dad has said. He used to tell me the story when I was a kid anyway, a couple of times.
The story of the UFO again, Daddy.
So, there was a bright...
and Uncle John.
There was a bright globe over my auntie and uncle's house. Now, at which point, my auntie June panicked. They were all very young, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
She panicked and ran indoors. She's very upset. I think she's crying. It stopped moving downwards towards the house. And then they saw flickering lights emanating from it. My dad says, it was kind of like flames radiating around the bottom half of the orb, like craft. Then suddenly, without a sound, at a ridiculous speed, it streaked off across to the horizon and disappeared. So flame-like lights, and then suddenly it just went wham and gone. My dad said he has never seen anything move so fast and without a sound ever in his life. And four people saw that. So
okay.
That could have been military, some experimental craft.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been a group hallucination, which is sort of a thing sometimes. It's...
Was absinthe still legal at this time?
Well... Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so. But yeah, I mean, it'd have to be a group thing.
Yeah.
And there has been some mass sightings in America where hundreds of people have seen something, hundreds, and other people have said they saw nothing at the same time. And you can't work that out. Mm. It's a phenomena. They call it like a mass hallucination.
Yeah.
But they may have been tuned in to see something, you know, like a rip in time or another dimension they were able to look into. My latest thoughts on UFOs, just to be serious, are that I think it is an all phenomena, whether it be fairies and UFOs, all that kind of
paranormal
stuff.
Paranormal.
Yeah, ghosts. Yeah. I think that all falls into one category. I think science will one day explain it all. I think it could be just like a slip. I think it's a science explained thing. Like one day we'll be able to say, oh yeah, that's a dimensional tear, or we were able to look into something else, or our brains played a trick.
It was the future.
It was the future, or, you know, some sort of scientific thing. I think, I don't know. But what this was that my parents and my auntie and uncle saw, I don't know. I also have a friend that worked for the RAF and used to do radar and stuff, and he has many stories. Apparently about, and that's quite common. I think anyone who works there, that lots of things would come up, and they'd go, "That's something we don't know again. We'll track it. It's gone. We don't know anything about it." And I think most people that work in radar, they all have hundreds of them.
Yeah,
I think
something recently been in the news about was it over the American or the British military? I think an American warship and one or two things were clocked on a heat map sort of camera up in the sky, and something because everybody said when they saw it, it's two people with drones fucking about, but they're saying the speed that they moved away from the warships, there's no way a human made drone could travel that quickly.
No, they're often around our military.
Yeah.
where we test nuclear weapons and we test all sorts of things. I mean, there's always sort of sightings around military, like they're watching or something.
The surveillance from our lot is, of course, intensified above military stuff. So the sightings are going to be where we've got more... The sighting is not going to be in the middle of the Nevada desert because we've got nothing out looking out there.
Do you think when you get made American president, the first thing you would ask, because then you're privy to everything, apparently, aren't you? And the first thing you would ask is... Roswell.
Area 51, Roswell. Is that
true? And do you think whenever Donald Trump was going, listen, guys, tell me, because he's fucking stupid, isn't he? Yeah. That would then, you know, oh, you don't want me to be president anymore? Well, I'm going to tell everybody everything.
Yeah, I don't think they would tell him shit. There's an interview with Clinton after he'd been president. He talks about that on a show. And he says, you know, someone said something to the audience. He says, you don't think I would want to know? This is the first thing I asked. And he has a right oldness. It's quite a weird little thing.
They recently declassified all their UFO stuff,
but nothing much came out, did they?
No, there's a few recordings and bits and pieces, wasn't there? They're saying, yeah, we had no idea what it was.
Yeah.
That's where the warship thing came from. Yeah, it's been declassified recently.
It's all redacted as well. It's like this, like the Tippex, like every other line, and you know, this is all.
Because the arguments for, because UFO sightings have been happening since Egyptians.
Yeah.
Hieroglyphics,
pyramids,
mentioned and stuff. So I just, because they talk about, well, because if the military was developing new technology, it would slip down into, because that's how everything moves forward, isn't it? That's how we have iPhones and
they say that the military it works back 30 years ahead of us. Yeah, else.
But yeah. I don't believe, you know, if you think back to the 50, whenever the Roswell happened, that we're now using technology that they were developing then. I don't know. I don't know. I'd love to believe that there was aliens. And if you listen to Neil deGrasse Tyson about it, he will say that it's very possible. Once you multiply up, and he does it quite quickly and succinctly, you know, if there's one planet here in our solar system that can contain life, and there's a billion solar systems, and they're all within, do you know what I mean? And it goes very quick. The simple maths... that there must be.
It depends
other on life forms.
It depends on your classification of an alien. Do you mean something that's like sentient, up moving and about like us, or do you an alien
bacteria.
Basic term would be a bacteria from Mars. That is an alien.
Something that's developed a craft to come and visit us.
Intelligent life.
Yeah. So at that point, intelligent life. At that point, you narrow the spectrum.
It gets narrow again, but it's still, if you look where we are and what we've done here, off and taking religion out of it, off our own backs.
Unless, you know, not everybody believes it, but of course, if you say the solar system and the universe is millions, if not billions of years old, you know, think about the dinosaurs.
Yeah, which wasn't that long ago.
No.
In that,
The civilizations created elsewhere may have...
Jesus made the dinosaurs.
What Dougie's saying, that is the thing, saying...
May have been, become, and gone millions of years ago, but that's not to say that aliens weren't a thing, but they may not exist now.
Personally, the whole time frame, we've only been here, like, essentially 2,000... Well, I haven't been here longer, recorded history of, 6,000 years
when
or
Jesus
whatever.
Made us. You're confusing me. What are you talking about? They're all made on the system.
So, you're asking for, like, intelligent life to happen and visit us now. It's like, chances of that are probably low.
Yeah.
But for there to be life elsewhere in the galaxy, there's definitely a possibility because of all the stars and all the planets they've discovered.
We are not experts in this. If you've stumbled because we've tagged UFO in this podcast and you've stumbled across it,
we're a rock
and you're
band.
Thinking,
just listen to a couple of other episodes.
It's a great conversation to have, though. And usually, it's based off somebody's watched something on YouTube or something on the news from a UFO or somebody who can talk about it from a scientific point of view.
I listened to a few podcasts, and I listened to the last podcast on the left, which is they're very big on their UFOs. And I listen to that. They do serial killers and stuff as well. And so I have learnt masses about it, but the details I'm not going to get into about all the different types of aliens and stuff. So this is more of a general thing, I think. I'm not going to get right into because it's just it's a rabbit hole, you know. Mm. And it's people then make things on top of things, and mm-hmm. probably 80%, maybe more, is bullshit. But you
how
only
can you
need 1%.
Categorize an alien that no one's ever seen.
What?
What? Well,
because Joe's pumped up.
That's a hypothesis. Is you hypothesise that aliens in some form.
What's a large sweet sea water dwelling mammal got to do with it?
Huh? Well, yeah, you said it could just be bacteria. As you said,
that's a hippopotamus. What's that got to do with
it? Oh, my God. Terrible.
This is aliens. This is a UFO episode.
This is what happens when jokes. You use big words with Jason.
Yeah.
What did you mean, Joe? Like, are you all right?
Is it problems at home?
No, Joe's just saying, how can you categorise something that doesn't exist yet? I believe.
Yeah. Or wait, it does it. It doesn't exist yet.
Well, it's a bit like Schrodinger's cat.
You mean
cat.
That we're not aware of it?
Yeah, so I think Joe...
That's a whole new thing. If you're going to get into aliens like Schrodinger's cat, we're fucked.
Yeah. Well, no, but Joe's saying, well, how can you categorise something that you don't know that might be alive or might not be alive in the body? It's...
Well, you can't unless someone's got some evidence, because otherwise there is one behind that door, and until you open that door, it's either there or isn't there.
But that's what Joe's saying.
What... Type because, of alien that is, if behind that door and you don't know if it's there till you open.
Well, you
that
can't,
door.
But we're going on eyewitnesses.
Yeah.
So you people that have seen an orb or a craft, which I think the guy I don't know who categorised that.
Well, the first encounter?
Yeah, his first encounter and a second encounter, a third encounter, and they stole that for the film.
Yeah.
The Spielberg film, without telling him. So yeah, but that's where we get it.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got the greys, which is the big-eyed grey obvious alien, which is weird because that's the alien everyone thinks of. Don't they? Big eyes,
mm-hmm.
Massive testicles. No, not that. And then you've got tall whites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've got like these kind of reptilians.
The men in black.
These are the ones that there's a race that they've said about, you know, that kind of look like humans, but they don't. They look like they're kind of wearing skin and they're kind of awkward and trying to pass off. Yeah, so that the people have said they've seen these different types.
Yeah.
And obviously the craft, so we don't really know. I mean, there is some people that say they're all with us now. Our governments are fully well aware of it.
I don't believe that.
Spotlight on live music. Part 2.
So you did a course at the Norwich Puppet Theatre to learn how to do that great video. Yeah. But that is something that we nearly did.
Did you see it? It was Sunny Fraser who taught it. And I had it in my head, like, for ages I wanted to do the shadow puppet, because we're quite a shy band. We're not really, like, in front of a camera kind of band, so it's kind of ideal to not be in it but still be in it. And then our drummer was like, you know, there's a whole weekend training course in it. It was so good, and all the different lighting.
Yeah.
And then, because I work in schools, and I said, oh, can I use an overhead projector? Like, not thinking they haven't been used for 20 years. So I was trying to find one. And one of my students that I teach singing is a puppeteer. She says, oh, yeah, I've got one. And she had all this different coloured cellophane. And
well, you did a really great job, and I see that you blended in some live footage, real life footage. Yeah. We've always wanted to do an animation video, and I love shadow puppetry, and we saw the course and I was supposed to get tickets, but I didn't.
It was good, yeah. And then I think, because it's October before lockdown, I think she was going to do a second one.
Ooh.
Do it, definitely. It was so loads of fun.
Well, I might well do that, but by then you'll be expert level.
Yeah,
I'll be
pro. Yeah. It's like I went on the course, but then everyone in the band made their own puppet, so we're kind of sitting there in like craft corner, going, oh, look at what I made! So I think I used a Brillo pad for like Glenn's hair, because he's got really curly hair.
Well, Mark, yours was amazing. So detailed. The beard.
Yeah, it took a lot of paper.
Such skill. So back when this all began, that's when you recorded the album Getting Somewhere as a duo.
Yeah.
And that's 2010, 11?
Yeah, that was about 2011.
I can confirm that. Yeah, that's what your website says.
Yeah, I forgot my own blurb. Yeah, it was.
I'm not lying.
That's scary though.
And prior to that, you took a trip to New Orleans.
Oh.
I've seen some of your pictures on the website.
Yeah, 2009.
That looks, that looks like such a fun place just to go, soak up the music.
It's one of the best places, no, just because of the history and the music. and the food. And I think because New Orleans is, compared to a lot of American cities, it's quite a European layout. So like we have ring roads and like a center, whereas a lot of American cities sprawl out in the big kind of blocks. So it's quite, the city center is quite walkable. Right. It's kind of centered around the cathedral.
I mean, I've never heard anyone come back from New Orleans and talk about ring roads.
I'm so cool. But it was just, well, I was on foot.
The mini roundabouts they've got there. Just so well planned.
But it's because I was on foot and I was took me by surprise that how much I was like, oh, you really have to drive everywhere. I was walking back late one night to the hostel and it's not a good place to, I was travelling on my own at the time and in my late 20s and this taxi driver said, you can't walk down there. They're just, no. I was like, I can't afford a taxi. I pretty much could, but he said, jump on in. And then he just took me for a drive around New Orleans and he had a karaoke CD of ABBA in his taxi. So I had a tour of New Orleans while singing ABBA with a taxi driver.
Wow, that's making memories right there.
That is, it hasn't come through in any songs that the ABBA in there.
I think you achieved it.
Yeah.
I can hear a lot of ABBA in your stuff. So 2015, you wanted to push the duo a bit further, so you formed a massive band.
Yes.
A six-piece. But Lauren, you had enough of just travelling around with Mark. What a bit of variety. Mark, were you happy with that?
Yeah. I didn't want to work as hard acoustically, basically. I wanted to put some of the legwork onto a band, you know, bass and drums. And
sit back a bit.
And horn line.
And horns, yeah.
It's because our favourite band is Tedeschi Trucks. So the only thing we didn't have was two drummers, but that's on the cards, no. But yeah, that's our favourite band. So yeah, having a big band like that would be amazing.
I'm a big fan of that band as well. Oh, just such good slide guitar. Derek Trucks, of course. Oh, just something about the way he plays. Just those kind of melodies just get right up inside me.
Yeah.
That don't cheapen this. Yeah.
I think that's the aim of every guitar player, is to get right up inside.
It was a poor choice of words, but you know what I meant. I meant right into my soul. That's what I meant.
I'm never going to look at Susan the same way.
But yeah, there is something about the jumps he makes on the guitar, the melodies he creates. They're just beautiful. So the album This Life with the full band, that's recorded beautifully. I couldn't find out where that was.
So that is actually Pakefield. There's a bass player called Lee Jacobs. And we recorded around his house at the end of his garden, in like his garden studio. Yeah, really good. And then a friend of ours who also plays bass, weirdly, Owen Morgan, he mixed it. And then it's Phil Barn in, I think it's near Haddiscoe. You know, we get sent something off for mastering and never met the guy in real life.
Yeah,
literally. He's done so many of our tracks, I don't even know what he looks like. But yeah, so it's all pretty pretty local.
Well, I think everyone did a really great job on it. For me, often the first thing I listen to when I listen to music is the drums, for some reason, and they just sound great, sound really great.
You can kind of tell a decade or what's in by the drum sound.
I think you're right. Okay, well, let's hear another song.
Do you want to do another? Well, they're all band songs, actually. So let's do My Oh My.
Yeah.
I picked all the songs that are band songs, having Bo just said, I just wanted to like do less.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you're going to fill the whole band on one guitar right now.
No going back now.
my boy, you make me lose my breath. Oh, I've got to run for cover, got that look on your face. Pretend I didn't hear, 'cause it's too late to change. Oh boy, three little words to scare this little girl away. Mm-hmm. Ooh, ooh. Oh, ooh, ooh, ooh. I'm gonna give you some loving, baby. I'm gonna give you some.
Yes. Nice. Dove and Bo Evil in the studio.
Thanks, guys.
We were filling in all the additional bits here with our mouths.
You can probably hear the band and the horn line and
yeah,
quite Al Green and Peebles kind of influence on that one.
Yeah, we did all that.
Yeah, you're doing that. Yeah.
Hand claps, sax, nice. Trumpet, trombone.
You got a kazoo. That'll do.
Benny was pinching his lips together.
Okay, mouth trumpet. Yeah. That's impressive.
Yeah, he's pretty good at that. Part two of this featured artist in a later episode.
I think if the governments knew about it, they wouldn't tell us, because they don't tell us about anything.
When you talk
thing.
About that, when you say about the governments knowing, there are millions of people working within the government.
Oh, I don't mean my local councillor.
No, but you know what I mean? There's not going to be a department of two people that are sworn to secrecy that know about the aliens.
No, but
if there is a department that know about anything that's happened, it's going to be hundreds of people.
Yeah,
parking.
And you don't think that's...
Yes. And it's possible to keep all of them quiet?
Oh, easily.
Well, you think
so? God, yeah.
With money.
The military... Well, no, you just sign. So. You have to sign disclosures.
I don't think so.
No, that's a thing that happens every day in the military.
No, what, people sign NDAs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that, but I don't believe in something that big that someone wouldn't come out and go, I've got an arm here.
But they do.
How much will you pay me?
They do. Randoms do come out all the time.
But not with any evidence.
Well, because they can't get to the evidence.
There'll be people screaming at this. There are people with lots of evidence.
Yeah, but they still look at crackpots, don't they? So it's still not enough evidence to make it.
You can just think of that meme, aliens.
Have you watched him?
Yeah, he's fucking mental.
Yeah, he is, but he's good. It's a good program. You can't
say just crackpots, though. There are some... Because I do the Charles Christian podcast, I've had to edit... Lots of guys, and some of them are crackpots, but he's interviewed lots of people that, you know, why would, you know, these are stories, they're very serious, they're very methodical, they're not just crackpots.
No one still believes.
Well, they do. Loads of people do.
I listened to a podcast called This Paranormal Life, and they believe.
Loads of people believe. Millions.
Well, perhaps that's not the right way of putting it.
Blink-182, what's his name? He's fucking jacked it all in for aliens, isn't he?
If there was enough proof everybody believed.
That's never going to happen. People don't think that we've got climate change and there's loads of proof. People think there isn't such a thing as COVID. You're never going to make the world believe in anything.
Minorities now rather than the majority.
No.
You think that the majority think that there is enough climate change doesn't exist?
Not the majority.
I'm sure it must be the majority. That's the majority.
For once, Craig, I may have to side with Jay here.
Well, it's not. I'm only discussing it.
The number of people that are anti-sensibility.
You can never prove, climate
change. You know, the number of people now that are just like, the world's been getting hotter for thousands of years. It's just a thing.
And they don't want to. People don't want to believe what they don't want to believe.
No, I get that.
There was a shooting in America where hundreds of people were gunned down, and the taxi driver, I think she filmed it. Was it in Vegas?
Mm-mm. Or the guy with the rifle?
Possibly. She filmed it as a taxi driver. Anyway, a couple of people said, this is anti-guns. They invented this. This didn't happen. And she's in on it, the taxi driver. And a few people filmed it. And that quickly spiraled. So there's a large percentage of America thinks that didn't happen.
You know, the video footage is fake.
Actors or whatever.
Yeah, just like, yeah, well, like the moon landings.
Yeah.
I mean, you... Mm. So if they came out tomorrow and said, oh, here's a UFO, I've got a picture of one, I've got a video of me greeting it, you wouldn't convince the world.
No.
No.
Okay. I guess I've got to... is you've got so many anti-COVID people at the moment, and they all say... and they all say, do your research... And it's really condescending.
Mm-hmm.
And on the flip side, I'm like, well, I don't want to fucking scroll through Google for 9 years. You send me the research and I might start believing that COVID isn't a thing.
Yeah.
But they never do it. They'd say, oh, do your research.
I mean, what research are they talking about as well?
I don't know.
What other scientists have done?
They literally don't say.
So, or start from scratch and build a lab.
So, you know, I'm personally, I believe COVID is a thing. These lockdowns have been a good thing. So on the flip side of saying I don't want to believe something, I won't believe that COVID isn't a thing until somebody can say, here's a 12-page document, read that.
Yeah, I like to listen to scientists on things.
And it's the flip side, whether it's UFOs, aliens, people won't say, well, I'm not going to believe it until I see a UFO above my house taking my partner away.
Yeah, that's right, Till it anally probes me, I'm not going to believe.
Yeah.
And even then the neighbour would say, that didn't happen to you, mate. No, it did. Till it happens to me.
Didn't you see what happened to Jane? Nah, I was in bed.
Well, I've seen something. Well, no, just like trying to say, like believing in, like saying, are there aliens or are there not aliens and stuff, believing stuff. But I've like your parents, I've seen something in the sky that literally was jumping around.
Okay.
Firefly.
Well, yeah, but no, it was basically like a pinprick, like a star, but it was moving erratically around, and it was there for about 5 minutes and then disappeared. But
I mean, that is a UFO.
Well that's
it's
it.
An
well,
unidentified flying
yeah,
object.
So yes. Yeah. So
whether it's alien or not.
So yeah. Well, precisely. So yes, it's probably obviously that's pretty extreme to see someone jumping around like that. But yeah, do I believe it's aliens? Probably not. Okay, obviously there's advanced technologies in that, but there's the distances to get here. So like the nearest star's 5 light years away.
Yeah, but you're going on human physics there.
Well, it might
not mean nothing
exactly. Yeah,
it's like walking through a door.
Well, yes, it might be. But yeah, going on what we know currently.
Yeah, exactly.
And we can't pick, like, we've only been transmitting radio waves and television, all that stuff for 80 years or whenever the first radio messages started going out.
Mm.
And then obviously we're not hearing anything back. Yes, we've got to find it. But then obviously someone else has got, they've got to be then looking for us as well.
Yes, yeah. And have the same technology.
Have the same technology or something, or be able to see it or to know, that there's someone there, let's go visit them.
Yeah. That's all based on our understanding. Yeah. If it's another dimension, it could be a completely different understanding. Up is down, colours don't exist. We can't, our brains, it's like telling a dog, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, you cannot teach a dog to drive. You can't get him to say, you can't put a dog in a lift or whatever.
Have you not seen that TikTok?
But, you know, they're clever, but there are some things you can never teach. You could never teach a dog, and it's probably the same for us. An alien could look at us and say, humans are clever, but you can never teach them.
They'll never understand.
They'll never understand how we get there, or it's the same thing. And then someone could look at that alien and say, those aliens are clever. But they could never understand how we invented humans and them. So our brains, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Dogs are clever, but you can never teach them some stuff. Ever.
The flat earthers. I've watched a lot of that. So when you're talking about, there are people who have an opposite argument to what you're then saying. Somebody will always have an opposite argument. Yeah.
And the moon is a projection, sorry. Yeah. I listened to a whole podcast on that.
Yeah.
And a guy going on about how the moon is a projection. It's projected from Earth.
Yeah. The flat earthers are hilarious.
It's not flat. It's a dome, isn't it? Because that's the only way they can say the sun sets and stuff. Isn't it? Some bollocks like that.
I mean, listen to scientists, people. That's what they're there for. And I'll just say that scientists are us.
Yeah.
They're you. They're me. If I went to school. And didn't fuck around at the back.
Yeah, they just tried.
But people are always like, them, they.
Yeah.
And they bundle, I think I said this before, they bundle government, scientists, everyone into one category, and that's not them, because they're thick as shit. Essentially, you know, like us,
anything that's a public service.
Yeah, them lot, they all know about
in
it.
In their nice building.
It's like you can be them. You can be them. You can go for a drink course. With them. Yeah, you can go for a drink with them. Or you could go for a drink with a COVID scientist if you want. They're just you with a different job.
Yeah, like pop stars.
I was going to say, it's no different to going for a drink with, because she's in the news at the moment, Britney Spears. They just had a different job.
Hit me, baby, one more time. Okay. Bit of a conspiracy about Britney, isn't there?
Big time.
What about her dad?
Yeah. Uh-huh. About her Instagram page. Have you been on it and looked at all the... Oh, my God, she's wearing the same clothes in a video that was posted 3 weeks apart. They were all done on the same day. She's in a prison. Oh, look how sad she looks in this one. She's dancing, but oh, my God, look, she's trying to give a sign because she moved her hand. Go through Instagram. It's fun.
Free Britney thing, wasn't it?
Yeah. Go through it. Oh, my God, Britney, you're so sad in this one. Oh, my God, she's wearing the same top she was wearing 4 weeks ago. These were done on the same day.
Did you see the guy who had the T-shirts printed?
No.
Free Britney, and he'd spelled Britney wrong. You had 10,000 done. He was standing there in front of them like this.
It was like Britney Ferries.
Was it Jason? I mean, just to take us back to UFOs.
Yeah,
quickly,
probably best.
They do say, going on about technology, if a alien or, you know, intelligent life made its way here, we stand no chance.
Because if they were able to get here.
Technological differences. Yeah. If they could get here,
it'd
just be... And they came with nefarious intentions.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah.
It might be like, it would be us when squirrels, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It would just be like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, please.
I think...
Stop fingering me.
Well, you know when people say, oh, are you religious? And someone say, yeah, I'm either this religion, or and then some people say, oh, no, I'm atheist. I mean, those atheists, they kind of annoy me just as much as people say, oh, yeah, I'm Catholic. Because I think everybody should be agnostic, meaning I don't really know. And I think I'm like that with everything. So as a, do you believe in UFOs? I can't say yes, and I can't say no. I don't really know, but I'm open to ideas. And I think everyone should be like that on fucking everything.
You'll find out when you get there.
Yeah,
You mentioned earlier about Elon Musk. Whenever I watched those go over, I mean, that was incredible when the satellites went over.
Jason freaked out. I saw them low in the sky, and I had no idea about them. They were low.
Yeah.
And they were, and I texted the band and said,
"Oh, we got a UFO sighting. Have you seen it?" We were all like, "Yeah, it's on TV."
Yeah, I thought it was the end of days. I was bottling water, digging a hole in the freaking garden because they were going over slow and heavy and low. And I think I just got it right. It was the best time to sight over Norfolk. Yeah. They were low and they were moving. There was one, I say this, there was one going...
Darting around
it.
Yeah.
Which is...
Ben on his pilot training.
So I don't know what that was. So I text the band and said, right, seriously, meet me here in camo.
Yeah.
You should have kept bottling the water because it was a prerequisite for COVID.
Yeah.
You were talking earlier about the time rift thing.
Yeah.
Now imagine if that moment was captured and sent back 4,000 years to a moment where there was a couple of people killing fucking sheep, looking up, and that just went over just for a brief few seconds and then disappeared again, and they painted that on a wall. Mm. So it's...
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
To me, that's kind of a good possibility. I can see that being more of an echo or a...
An echo, you're right, or a rerun or a little error in time.
Yeah.
It's like deja vu.
Yeah.
It's not quite UFOs, but everybody's had deja vu. Uh-huh.
And it's frightening when you have it.
Yeah, especially when you clock that you've had it. You go, I've been here before.
I've done this.
I've had this. I feel like
this whole moment, Benny's everything. And once you start to realise and you start to go and go, no, I was holding that cup in that hand.
Yeah.
And then you look around, you're a bit spaced out.
And sometimes you can't pinpoint where you've been there before.
No.
And perhaps you haven't. Perhaps you weren't there before. You were there at that time, but that time came back to see you, which is why you've now gone.
The brain is fantastically complicated.
Yes.
We are nowhere near understanding it yet. So, I mean, when people see ghosts and stuff because they want to.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying they didn't.
No.
But we don't know if our brains can create things because we are creating what's in front of us now. Mm-hmm. So you don't know that.
Yeah.
You know, when I see a colour blue and I say that's blue and Ben says that's blue too, is he really seeing my green? Blue? Yeah. He may not be.
No.
We can never share that. you know, so...
And you'd never be able to test that.
You can't ever test
that. Because he would say, yeah, well, that's blue.
Yeah, I mean, you could look at his cones in his eye and a scientist can say, no, they're exactly the same, this refraction of light, but...
I am 99% sure of what Ben sees. What I'm not is what animals see. And to me, that would be amazing.
See, through a cat's eye.
A cat or any animal, any, you know, animal with eyes.
Mm. Well, that isn't that it. You know, some people can, some animals can see sort of like infrared and sound. They work off sound. So there could be other things that aliens could work off.
What the fuck does a spider see? He's got hundreds of eyes.
Maybe aliens come in on a different fraction of light.
Yeah.
Well, there is that,
and that's they use that light to come in, and then we can't see that light, so we can't see them. But then every now and again,
if there was a knock on the door now, and we opened it up, and there was a couple of aliens just saying, "Well, you guys have won our competition this week, because we were all betting that no one on Earth could work out exactly what's been happening."
I'm going to give them Jay Cider.
If an alien knocked on this door right now, first thing I'd do is I'd punch it as hard as I could in the sternum.
Oh, good.
Like Will Smith. Bring it! We're going to war!
I guess that concludes negotiations.
Joe, let's end it like that. What's the first thing you'd do if you saw an alien? Not a craft, face to face. An alien. What would you do?
You'd try and fuck it, wouldn't you?
Are you smoking?
Yeah.
Right. What kind of backer you got where you come from?
I'd embrace them.
I would embrace it, yeah.
I'd embrace them.
Yeah, what if they're all sticky and gooey?
I'd fucking throw my arms around him.
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
Because like the Spanish went over to Mexico and brought all the diseases with them. What could you pick up from an alien if you embraced it?
They'd have some hot shit COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'd pour them a pint.
Yeah, we'll see. If only. I mean, that's not been the past for humans. We've always just destroyed anything new.
I'd like to think as a five, we are slightly different from the norm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, hopefully we're as humans, we are evolving not to just destroy everything new, because that's worrying. I'm sure some people would destroy it. People have gone out with guns in America looking for UFOs before.
Yeah,
that's fear.
If you read a couple of accounts of people seeing UFOs, they'd be like, I went inside, got my 12 gauge, I fired a few shots,
hit nothing.
You thought you saw a UFO, so you ran in the house and fired a few shots.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's films that have done that to them, hasn't it?
Yeah.
What would you do, Ben?
Say hi.
Cray, you'd hug it.
Yeah.
I'd punch it as hard as I could in the sternum. Good. Actually, I wouldn't, obviously. And in case aliens are listening to this, because this podcast has got quite a big coverage, it goes out into space. That was part of the Buzzsprout package. Yeah. It said, what territories do you want this to go out?
Demographic.
Yeah.
Local, global, universal.
Yeah, USA.
Intergalactic.
Intergalactic.
Isn't that how it happens on the film Contact or something with Jodie
Foster
when the images they start stitching back together, and it's all the wars and everything, the first images that come back.
I have,
that's amazing.
It's good film.
It's really good. And Stargate, we were talking about that earlier. Stargate's a great kind of explanation for the pyramids.
I love the fact that we just talked for 33 minutes on UFOs.
We had fun.
And that's what this podcast is about. So there are some great but check out last podcast on the left. They don't need your listens. It's hugely, hugely popular.
Okay, for a less popular one, our power of normal life.
You like that one, yeah?
There's another one. I believe in Atlantis now. After that,
really?
I do.
They got you.
They got me.
Oh, have you seen the Wild Boy on the TV doing the Atlantis? I've watched the whole episode of him searching for him. You know, the guy with the hair. Aliens.
Oh God, no! I
haven't. He did a whole thing on Atlantis. Okay. With a guy who wrote a book following through, and they got to exactly where they believed it should be. There's 8 clues, and he's got 5 of them.
Yeah, but I believe, and a friend linked me some Joe Rogan. You don't need to listen to him. He doesn't need the listens.
Well, he needs a few. He's only got.
But between that and our paranormal life, I'm fully Atlanticed up.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Atlanticed.
Atlantis.
I know it's Atlantis, but Atlantic may be the...
where it is.
And I did mention at the start, the podcast I edit, Charles Christian Weird Tales Radio Show. I do edit podcasts for people. That's why this one is so clean and smooth. If you have something you want me to edit.
And if you, if you have any stories of UFOs, send them in.
Yeah, do that.
To we'll interview you over the phone.
Podcast at littlerickkings.com.
Yeah,
podcast at littlerickkings.com.
We could be like Mulder and Scully. Yeah. Believe.
That's UFOs.
The truth is out there.
Oh, nice, Benny.
Nice, Benny. Oh, let's get to this gig.
The X-Files.
Sat-nav's wrong.
I've just started watching The X-Files, actually.
Yeah, what, on Netflix?
Prime.
Prime, sorry, it's on Prime. Yeah. The old ones are ropey, aren't they?
Got Prime, have you?
Oh, yeah. They're good, yeah. Well, the first one.
Do you know when it went wrong is whenever they started falling in love.
I haven't got that far yet.
Ah, fan spot.
Like, get out the fucking van. We're at the gig.
I'm five episodes into the first series.
All right.
I prefer Twilight Zone, actually.
Have you ever seen The Simpsons?
Yeah.
No, we've gone well off topic.
Peace. Wee.
I said yeah so seriously. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Little Red Kings podcast. Contact us at podcast@littleredkings.com. We are currently looking for a show sponsor, so drop us an email at podcast@littleredkings.com and let's talk about it.